not left to perish. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Psalm 16:10. This word has its proper fulfillment in the Lord Jesus, but it applies also with a variation to all who are in Him. Our soul shall not be left in the separate state, and our body, though it see corruption, shall rise again. The general meaning, rather than the specific application, is that to which we would call our reader's thoughts at this particular time. We may descend in spirit very low till we seem to be plunged in the abyss of hell, but we shall not be left there. We may appear to be at death's door in heart and soul and consciousness, but we cannot remain there. Our inward death, as to joy and hope, may proceed very far, but it cannot run on to its full consequences, so as to reach the utter corruption of black despair. We may go very low, but not lower than the Lord permits. We may stay in the lowest dungeon of doubt for a while, but we shall not perish there. The star of hope is still in the sky when the night is blackest. The Lord will not forget us and hand us over to the enemy. Let us rest in hope. We have to deal with one whose mercy endureth forever. Surely, out of death and darkness and despair, we shall yet arise to life, light, and liberty.